Hello, this is Hirosha Shibe with another episode of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and happy Clue Day. September 5th, we had two clues drop, the hidden key and the world key. The world key is a geolocation key in Switzerland, and the hidden key is a codebreaker key, if you will, or a logic key, depending on how you view it. So I'm kind of happy. We've had a clue drop yesterday, September 4th. We have another clue drop, September 5th. Two of them, in fact, for a total of four keys. One clue has a double key. So it's progression, if you will. And I'm liking the fact that there is some progress with these clue drops. So let's talk about the clue, if you will. Okay, so this is the hidden key. This is the hidden key clue. The clue is titled Uncover the Dust. We're walking in a desert. The air is dry and there's no one else around. You're holding the notebook that contains all the keys you've collected so far. And after you walk alone for a few hours, you come across a lump in the sand. The first hunter who unlocks the key will get $100 in BDC, the additional prize. And as you can see here, when you click on the Bitcoin address, they go to blockchain.info for the information. Personally, wish they would use a different source. And you can see that somebody has already gotten to this wallet and has taken funds. My understanding was within a half an hour of the clue dropping, someone had claimed the prize. Now, the next clue is the world key clue, whereas the cash is world key Switzerland. There's two keys that have been placed somewhere in Switzerland. Enjoy the nature at these grid coordinates as well as these grid coordinates, and you'll probably bump into our agents. So there's not QR codes, but actual people you're going to interact with this time, which is pretty awesome. That hasn't happened in the game in a while. I think the last time there was an agent in play was the mini hunt in Taipei. And then before that was the hunted key. So this is one of the locations for the grid place. And then we have this one right here. Two different cities. So yeah. So we've had three keys or geolocation keys, and then we've had, of course, a code breaking key. So, like I stated at the top of this Happy Clue Day video, liking the fact that we've had some progression. Hopefully, either later on today or tomorrow, there'll be another clue drop and we can start getting the ball rolling. I do know that, you know, we have the treasure mini hunt, or not treasure, but Tezo mini hunt is supposed to occur September 10th. So with that, you have a 5,000 prize, and it's going to be a demonstration of these smart contracts and then what the Tezo hunt could potentially look like further down the road. So that's pretty much it. Like if there's another clue drop, there will be another video. Of course, there's a weekly video for the Satoshi Treasure Hunt. And then as far as other videos go, I will have the Tezo drop video and then its conclusion of how it went from there. So good luck to the hunters. I'd like to thank everybody who's been watching, subscribing, and sharing. I really appreciate that. Pretty excited. If you'd like to comment below what you think about the game so far, or what you're thinking of these different types of clues. So far they've been pretty, like, I wouldn't say easy peasy, but enough to where a layperson like myself could actually solve for the keys, and which makes it exciting and sharing and interacting with the community a bit better, because I don't necessarily have the complete development skills to solve for all these keys, but here we are. So yeah,
So this is Hiroshi's Shive of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and good luck, Satoshi Hunters. On with the hunt.